Time now for your letters. Many listeners wrote after our interview with Stefan Fatsis, whose book, A Few Seconds of Panic, chronicles his time trying to learn how to kick field goals at the Denver Broncos training camp. Don Cleveland of West Point, Georgia, heard me confess I sometimes fall asleep dreaming of quarterbacking the Chicago Bears. He writes, I thought I was the only person in the galaxy who lulled himself to sleep by leading his favorite football team to victory. The years have taken their toll, however, and I have recently, with good humor and grace, take a hint, Brett Favre, move from the huddle to the sidelines to take over as head coach. I'll have to consider that. And Stephen Levine of Makiwa, Hawaii, wrote that he watched the accompanying video on NPR.org in which I sang my old grammar school song, which includes the line, Oh, the laddies and the lassies, on their way to Hebrew classes. He says, Oy vey, and lots of laughs. He adds his own Hebrew school had a fight song of their own, the Shema. Hey, we owe an apology to Carol Chance of Silverton, Colorado, and fellow cat owners. Ms. Chance was very concerned we hadn't given adequate warning about the contents of the reporter's notebook by Rob Schmitz. She writes, That barking dog in the background scared the heck out of my two cats. They leaped up at the sound, looked around cautiously, then ran upstairs to hide. At least you know your audience is more diverse than you perhaps thought. You know, we actually hear from a Hollywood star who says she mucks her horse barn while listening to our show and that her horses seem enthralled. But we do have a special message for Miss Chance's cats.
Yeah.
We also got several letters about our interview with composer Lee Johnson, who wrote an orchestral tribute to the Grateful Dead, performed by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Kate Wukosh Coleman of Lafayette, Indiana, wrote that Mr. Johnson's appreciation of the late, great Jerry Garcia's musical genius is shared by millions of deadheads like me all over the world. When I get a chance to see a symphony perform this interpretation, I know I will be in tears throughout. And Arthur Ahern of Georgetown, South Carolina, wanted to know whether Dead Symphony No. 6 has been recorded yet. There is a CD by the Russian National Orchestra. At this time, we don't believe there are plans for the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra to record it. We welcome your comments. Come to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us. Please tell us where you live and how to say your name.